Hey y'all, what's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in the building with Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, the one and only Dior the Chocolate Doll. And you are on Queens Talk TV. I know that's right. Now, y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit. And of course, I'm always gonna be about my shit, whether it's fashion or music. So y'all just know I'm gonna bring that tea. Fashion and music, period. But first, before I start my show, I got some heartbreaking news, y'all. And I'm sending out the deepest condolences and love to the family, the friends, and the fans of the one and only Wayne Lewis of the group Atlantic Star. He has been reportedly passed away. He was so humble and great in spirit in general, and he will be truly missed. As you guys know, Wayne was a co-founding member and driving force as a lead vocalist and a keyboardist for the iconic R&B band Atlantic Star. He was born in White Plains, New York. Wayne's artistry was central to a group's signature sound, giving us the unforgettable classics like Always, Secret Lovers, and Masterpiece. His contributions to the soul and R&B music are immeasurable, as his melodies will forever, forever echo in our hearts and playlists. We will miss you, Wayne, but your music will truly play on forever. And for me and myself on Talk with Chocolate, I would like to take a moment of silence in honoring the legend. Alright y'all, I'm back and I'm ready to talk this tea. If y'all with me, let's get it. Alright y'all, so Tia Mari, she been trending after making a statement telling women it's okay to be single. She said that she's 46 years old, she's single and she's thriving. And she also said that whether you find yourself single in your 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, just know we're going to be okay. Now, how y'all feel about that? Talk to me, ladies. How y'all feeling about that? Come talk to Chocolate. Tia, honey, speak for yourself, boo. Like, life is short. Life ain't meant to be done all for one person, all by yourself. To me, women who think like that, they looking for a confirmation for another single woman. And being a celebrity, they try to take that and be weird and use their word as like gospel. But the gag is, they ain't really happy in real life. They trying to promote this happiness. Girl, bye. Don't get me wrong, being single does give a person time for like self-improvement and growth, which is fine, but living in that mindset, boo, you gonna miss out on the opportunity with a real man. Like, get it together. That's like canceling yourself as a woman, as a wife, as what you can be as a woman, a queen to a man's life. Like, don't be listening to these celebrities. Don't be listening and feeding into all of that. Like, life is short. Y'all better find y'all a king and live life and be happy. Grow old with your person, not grow old miserable. Period. And it's like, I feel like she only feel that way because she went through a relationship that didn't work out and she gave up hope on men. Whatever she got going on, I don't know, but don't include all the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still hope. It's still hope out here in these streets. Alright y'all, so Mutt by music artist Leon Thomas has now been certified platinum. I know that's right. And it hasn't even been a year since the song has been dropped. Like, salute to everyone of us who streamed it multiple times over the last 9 months. Cause baby, I know I did. That track is absolutely a vibe. But for real y'all, this is what happens when we support real R&B. We get the results and the labels put more money in the R&B artists. Leon is definitely leading the new era, period. He fire. When you be unapologetically and authentic, you'll win every time. Leon Thomas has been so fire, and I'm so glad to see him getting his flowers for real. We've been watching him from starting with Victorious on to becoming a Grammy winner artist, and now he's lit and he's turning up with the new music, so I am so proud of him. Like, that's fire. Alright ladies, Glorilla just released the visuals to her track Typha, which those visuals feature appearances from Xavier Leggett, the football star, and my girl Keisha Cole. And I'm glad she included Keisha Cole in that because as y'all know, that song does have a sample of Keisha Cole's Love track in it. The song fire. But before I talk my shit, I'ma let y'all hear the snippet that she dropped of it. I got y'all.
Yeah, I love me a trapping ass, dark skin, contract, got it out the mud, 6-1-0, thug ass. Top real sleek, big dick, big gun ass. Pick a bitch up when we fuck, oh, strong ass, sleek. Making them pipe, stacking that pipe. Buy me whatever I want, ass nick. 3-pointers on the chain, fresh new J. AMG, switch lanes, ass nick. Never been a hoe or a lame ass nigga. Never switched up on the gang ass nigga. Street cred good, always ass nigga. Let me put the puss on your face ass nigga. I ain't in your business and you ain't in my nigga.
Woo, yes. Now, that was a snippet of Glorilla's new track, Typha. And she just released some visuals, as I said. Like, I love that she bringing storylines back to the music video scene. If y'all seen the snippets of the visuals, like, I seen the clips myself. And her glam team definitely ate. They definitely ate up every look that she looked gorgeous. It definitely gives me that like 90s vibe for sure. Like 90s R&B mixed with the hip hop for sure. Like Glow has definitely been in her bag. She's elevating. This track is definitely, it's definitely one for them lover girls. For the summertime. Like I know I can't wait to ride shotgun with my fine ass men and bump it for sure. But me, I don't want no dark skinned dreadhead. Give me a caramel skin, sexy, swagged out daddy with the grill. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need in my life. Like, that's perfect for me. And I ain't checking for no dreadhead. That's all I need in my life. But, Glorilla, that song is hitting. Hurry up and drop that. I'm ready to ride with my men and vibe for the summer. Alright, y'all, so congratulations to Christian Rock. She took it to her social media platform in celebration of her probation sentencing getting terminated early. I know that's right. Christian posted a heartfelt message that said, thank you, Jesus, and everyone that helped me stay on track now. I can really be an artist, a creator, traveler, actor, everything with no restrictions. She also stated, praise God. Also stated she was supposed to get off probation late 2026, but look at Jesus. He had other plans. I know that's right. Honestly, y'all, her life is always better when Blueface is not around. Take it how y'all want to, but she's always doing better when that man is nowhere around her. But, like, growth is beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. And if you really gonna stick with the process, baby, keep going. Hopefully, you stay down and out of trouble and just do it for your son. If anything, do it for your son as a mom. But I'm proud of you. Krishan, girl, keep glowing, keep growing. All right, y'all, now. Y'all know I'm literally a fashion guru in these streets, and I take my looks and fashion very seriously. But baby, some of these brands, they is doing the high up most. Honey, Balenciaga just dropped a sold out 1,200 bracelet that looked just like a damn big ass roll of tape. Now, as far as I seen it, looked at it, it looked like a big ass roll of masking tape. Like, what is going on? Like, they getting more and more ridiculous. It's like they just testing limits and delusions. They playing in our face at this point, and I don't like it. I do not like it. What do they got going on? Talk to me. What's up with this fashion world? I'm not understanding this. Like, go look up this Balenciaga bracelet. It's $1,200, and it's a big-ass masking tape roll on your damn arm. Honey, please. All right, y'all, so big wins and congratulations to my girl Tiana Taylor. Both the KTSE and the album are now RIAA certified gold. The album gold, How You Want It went platinum, Bear With Me went gold, Morning went gold, Wake Up also went gold. And then with the KTSE went gold, Issues Hold On went platinum, Gonna Love Me went 2 times platinum, and Rose and Harlem also went gold. Like, I know that's right, because I remember it was a time when Tiana was feeling a certain way about her career and not getting her recognition, and she was about to retire. But my girl held strong and kept her, and she adjusted her crown, if anything, adjusted her crown and kept it pushing. It's definitely well deserved. So congratulations, Tiana. Keep applying that pressure, baby. Keep holding your own. Keep loving life. Keep doing you. Never dim your light for anyone, because you are that girl. I know that's right. So shout out to my girl Cardi B. She ain't let none of that BS with her, you know what I'm saying, her husband distract her from nothing. And I love the fact that she's loving and she's growing and she be elevating with her career and everything. If y'all didn't see it, she took it to her Instagram account supporting her new man on his football training classes when she out on the field. Baby, she out on the field supporting her man, her new man's dreams and his career. And that's what real women do. Like, if your ex or whoever messed up, you elevate your life and you elevate the man and you support a real man that's gonna support you. So shout out to my girl Cardi B. We still waiting on that new track to drop when you popping your shit. So shout out to Cardi B. My girl is staying strong and she ain't letting none of that crazy spousal support filings get to her. She the truth. Alright y'all, so in 1999, Wu-Tang Clan released their first video game, Wu-Tang Shaolin Style. Now in 2025, the Wu-Tang have returned, baby, with a new game project called Wu-Tang Rise of the Deceiver. I know that's right. It's an action co-op game in which players embalmed with powers bestowed upon them by the legendary members of the Wu-Tang Clan fighting against invaders that wish to corrupt their home. It's been in the development for about 3 years and started as a companion piece to Angel of the Dust, a movie produced by Ghostface Killah and directed by RZA. Like, that's fire. Like, this is real fire, y'all. Those who know, the first game, it definitely was like one for the books. It was lit, so I just know. This one gonna be even more lit, and it's Wu-Tang. Who don't love Wu-Tang and grew up with him? I'm not gonna say my old head, but y'all know the vibes. Y'all know the vibes. And before I get into my next tea, I have to say any artist that want to submit your music and be heard on Talk With Chocolate, send them over. Hit my DM. You can find me on Instagram at DiorTheChocolateDial. Send me a DM. We'll get your music played, get you heard, and get you popping on Crown Radio and Talk With Chocolate. That's any artist that's wanting to submit. Tap in with your girl. I got you. Alright, y'all. I am back. So, as y'all know, DDG and Hallie have been battling it out in court for custody of their one-year-old son, Halo. Both parties have expressed their concerns about the other's behavior throughout their relationship. Though a judge has already denied DDG's request for a restraining order against Hallie, a point he made in his initial motion raises an interesting point. In a lawsuit, DDG called out the double standard between how he's expected to work with women in the industry versus Hallie's on-screen relationships with other men. DDG claims Hallie constantly found issues with him collaborating with female streamers and would encourage him not to do it. The same courtesy, though, was not extended to DDG, who also claimed he was expected to be okay with Hallie sharing intimate scenes with other actors that include kissing and close physical contact. This double standard created an ongoing tension and further reflected the controlling and unequally dynamic in our relationship, the lawsuit stated. DDG went on to explain how Hallie will always back out of being involved in his content, causing him to have to do last-minute edits to his videos, which affected his livelihood. DDG stated, Hallie has repeatedly interfered with his work, often initiated arguments causing disruption while he was recording and editing his videos. He also stated that Hallie would force him to edit her out of projects last minute and refused to allow him and his family to post projects with her likeness or features, having, you know, saying grains of access and consent. Says, that her contact also severely impacted his ability to earn his income and maintain stability. Like, it's a lot going on with them, and it's crazy because when I first seen them together, they seemed like a beautiful couple, but you never know what happens behind the scenes. But it's getting even more crazy, y'all, because not only that, like, Hallie is not playing no games. In response to, like, DDG doing all of that, she requests to have him block from taking the one-year-old son out of the country. Hallie then accused DDG of lying about the relationship and the parenting style. According to Complex, Hallie even mentioned that the altercation that DDG's brother Dub had with a man just last week, I know y'all probably have seen or have not, that went viral at DreamCon. She claims that May 31st, 2025, the fight shows that DDG and his associates are aggressive, which led to her to believe that the environment is not safe for Halo. There's documents in the court that she reportedly claimed she was bringing a TikTok video on of the fight to court. Like, it's getting messy. Like, she also mentioned that DDG's plans to film 24/7 in Houston, Hawaii, Atlanta, and Paris throughout June, questioning how he could care for Halo while doing this, and alleging that he leaves her son with his mom for extended periods of time while he's streaming. She added that DDG knew she was contracting obligations to a film and a movie in a row in Italy for months. Like, Halle reportedly claims she can't leave Halo with DDG because he'll be out of town for majority of the months she's in Italy, and mentions that Halo is projected and protected in her temporary restraining order. Like, this is getting kind of crazy, y'all. It's getting real crazy, and I hate that it has to be that way between them as parents in general for their son. He's only 1 year old. So, like, I don't know, y'all. I don't know how this gonna go. So, y'all know I love to show love to an up-and-coming rising star every show that I do, right? But today, I have to show some love to a talented, and when I say talented, I mean that, a talented young man by the name of Christian Wilburn from Westlake High School in Wofford, MD. Christian is a 3-time state track champion, Adidas and Nike All-American, and the first athlete in the school history ever to be recruited by an Ivy League school. With a grade point average of 5.0, winning 300 plus medals in track and field, $1.7 million scholarship offering from a 30 division schools including LSU, Ohio State, USC, Davidson, and many, many more. Accepted to Columbia University, feature guest on Michael Finley's show next month, aiming for the 2028 Olympic trials, and future dermatologist in school. Honey, he has been honored with multi things in Maryland, including governor and senator awards. He holds 16 AAU All-American titles and a paid member of the National Honor Societies across the board. Baby, Christian, honey, Auntie Dior is so proud of you. I truly am. And all your accomplishments, brains, athleticism, at its finest. You are not only standing on life, baby, but you're standing on business. Anything you put your mind to and set yourself at, keep going. You are a king. You can and will accomplish anything that you put your mind to. Your hard work is definitely paying off. So continue to live your life. Continue to live for your purposes. Continue to follow your dreams. You are a king. Keep that crown adjusted. Auntie Dior is proud of you. Keep going. All right, y'all. So, huge shout out and much respect to Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith. He is expanding his I Love You initiative, originally a vegan food truck, launched in 2019 to serve free meals on LA Skid Row, into a scale plant-based restaurant with a powerful philanthropic mission. The new entry allows unhoused individuals to eat free, while guests who can afford it will pay it forward by the cost of future meals. The Sustainable Celebrity Backed Up Project not only tracks food insecurity, but also promotes compassion, kindness, and community impact in the most inspiring way possible. Y'all, I think this is a dope. This is very dope. And it's blessed that, you know, to do good deeds in life from the heart. God hear and see all things. So that is going to be very much awarded back to him. And Jaden has always seemed to come off as that generous spirit. So I respect this so much. Like, I'm proud of you for doing that. That's major. Alright, y'all, so, it's always a vibe when a rap legend hits the stage, but it's always even better when during that moment they bring out another GOAT and give them their flowers. So, shout out to Lil Wayne. If you guys didn't see or hear, he had a recent Sold Out MSG show, and the crowd went crazy as he made the stage an iconic moment. He brought out LL Cool J himself to the stage. Now, I done seen them clips, and baby, little do you know, like, LL Cool J came out and he killed it. He still sounds amazing, and he's for the culture, and his music is definitely timeless. The performance overall was crazy, and it's definitely one for the books. Like, it literally was a historic moment, a historic link up for the hip-hop culture, for sure. Like, that's fire. All right, y'all, so, it was another big moment in the hip-hop rap game. Hip-hop rap artist Lil Baby, he proved ain't no bad blood, and he brought out YF and Lucci at his Wham tour to perform on stage. Like, hey, that is major for ATL. If y'all don't know, y'all don't know. But of course, YF and Lucci, he came out, did his thing, and he killed the stage. Like, that's gotta be a fire feeling. It definitely has to win. It's not even your show. You being brung out and the crowd turned up. They saying his lyrics and he had it rocking and lit and got his respect. Like, not only that, but being recently released from prison and getting back on stage doing what you love to do. Like, I know that's right. Like, shout out to Lil Baby and also shout out to Lil Wayne. Like, that's fire. That's fire. Alright, y'all. So, according to Forbes, Michael Jackson is the top earning deceased celebrity with earnings totaling up to $600 million. Coming in second place on the list is Freddie Mercury, earning $250 million, followed by Dr. Seuss with $75 million. Elvis Presley ranks fourth with $50 million. Reed Corsett rounding at top five with $45 million. Prince holds the sixth spot at $35 million, while Bob Marley is seventh with $34 million. Charles M. Schulz comes in 8th with $30 million. Matthew Perry ranks 9th at $18 million. And John Lennon completes the top 10 with $17 million. Like, this is dope. MJ is definitely the greatest of all times. Most definitely, definitely a legend in the industry. But y'all know me, I gotta talk my shit. Cause why is it that the industry claims that a lot of these people were broke and they passed away like that and they tried to play in their face, but the numbers don't lie? So, what's going on? Like, that's crazy with the industry. And most of all, like, I hope that their children or whoever is part of their estate is getting them earnings. Because y'all just sold us a whole different thing. So, what's really going on? What's really going on? But y'all know, Michael Jackson will never, ever be matched in the game besides Chris Brown. Like, Michael Jackson is definitely a legend. And he definitely put in that work and them earnings should definitely be going to his family and his estate. Alright, so Brittany Renner, she took it upon herself at the BET Awards and reveals that she is already divorced from rap artist Kevin Gates. Like, she stated they got married April 6th and divorced May 28th. Also stated there is a 90-day waiting period in Islam where basically you have 90 days to see if you're pregnant because then you know the guy will be responsible. She also stated that 90 days is for reconciliation because Allah wants you to stay married. And during the 90 days, you're not allowed to be entertaining anyone else romantically. Like, how y'all feel about that? How y'all feeling? Talk to me. Like, man, listen. What y'all think about the new chicken wraps at Popeyes? Let me know how they'll taste it. Let me get one of them chicken wraps. Because what the hell? Listen, like, what, girl, be for real. First of all, we all know how you get down. We all know that that was for publicity. Like, I personally was waiting myself to see how long you was going to play this role in this act. How long y'all going to play these games. Like, you feel me? Like, I feel like you got married for content or played that role of getting married for content. We know you, girl. Stop playing. Us people want to know the truth. Stop playing. But people need to stop playing with marriage. Like, it's not no damn trend. Bring back the real meaning behind a union, because this is crazy. How y'all feeling about that? That got me tight, because, girl, you played that role real good. You real good. Hope you got some coins out of that. All right, y'all. I'm done talking my shit. This is Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, The Order Chocolate Dial. This is Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. I'm so glad for each and every one of y'all for tuning in and rocking with your girl. Y'all know I'm back every Sunday, every Friday. Crown Radio, Talk with Chocolate. Until next time, I'm signing out, y'all. Peace.